love you, but you treat me wrong. So I pick up my guitar.
Shining sea throughout the solar system and extending to interstellar regions beyond. This is the Kevin Smith Show.
You don't know
comments and views expressed on the Kevin Smith Show are those of the people that make them and do not necessarily reflect the views of Kevin Smith, the Kevin Smith Show, or its affiliates or sponsors.
Try it now. Good. It's always best when all the equipment is turned on. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. Wherever you are on this planet, and whoever you are, I'm delighted that you have chosen to be here this evening. And we're going to have a very interesting discussion, a very interesting time, a good time. I'm here because you have a right to know and because you matter. Because you matter, we publish a newsletter that is chock full of interesting articles, links to interesting videos about things within our genre, and audience feedback, lots of stuff in there. Always an article by me called Inside Scoop, giving you some inside information about what's going on here at the Kevin Smith Show, and it's absolutely free. So if you're not getting it, you need to, and tomorrow we begin sending it out, tomorrow night, right after the show, we begin sending this edition out, and we want you to be included in this edition. So if you're not subscribed, scoot over to my website, subscribe, just click where it says K-Files, and subscribe, and you'll get an email automatically that has a link in it, and you need to click that link in order to activate your subscription. You're good to go, and you'll get this edition of the K-Files if you do that before we start sending it out tomorrow night. Tomorrow night is also a special night because a lot of you have been asking for me to have Andrew Bartzis back as my guest here on the show, and he will be my guest again tomorrow night, so you want to be sure and tune in for that. Tonight, well, tonight's a special night as well. Tonight is a special night because it is one of our free-to-watch nights. And so if you're not watching, you could be. All you have to do is go over to kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says watch, and watch. It's that simple. Absolutely free to watch our TV channel tonight. And we invite everybody to do that. I did get an email after the last one asking me, well, you know, I just lucked into hearing you say it on the air that it was a free-to-watch night. Why don't you ever announce that? Well, we do, and we always do, on my Facebook page. And so if you go over there and look at my Facebook page, you'll see I announced that tonight is free-to-watch. And that's one way to keep up with us. Go over there and become one of my friends on Facebook. How do you get there? Go to kevinsmithshow.com. On the page, you'll see where it says Kevin's Facebook. Click that. It'll take you right over to my page. Real easy to do, okay? Very quick reminder, the Kevin Smith Show, well, you're not going to see or hear any commercials here on our streams tonight because we don't do them. We don't sell advertising. And we are listener supported. My philosophy is if this show's not good enough for the listeners to support it, then it ought to die. Don't let us do that. Don't let us die. Click that donate button and kick a few bucks our way. Help us keep going, okay? All right, we're going to be back in just a couple of minutes, and we're going to be talking about Dead in the Desert. Don't go away. All of the music used here at the Kevin Smith Show is from independent artists. Most of it from independent artists at musicalley.com. Go over to musicalley.com. Check out thousands of artists and thousands of great independent tunes. Musicalley.com.
In their orange tinted rose, into my heart, ooh, into my flesh, to my weary soul. Oh, they speak to me.
Okay, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. A quick reminder, I said it at the top of the show. Let me say it again because we have some folks who I'm sure have just tuned in. This is a free-to-watch night here at the Kevin Smith Show, and that means you can just go over to my website, kevinsmithshow.com, click where it says watch, and watch the show tonight. And I think you'll enjoy doing that because I think you're going to enjoy what you will see as well as what you will hear tonight. The title of the show, and you know, if you went over to my website earlier in the day and you saw the picture about tonight's show and the title of the show, the title is Dead in the Desert. Many, that's M-I-N-I, many alien DNA results are back? Question mark. And you see a picture. In this picture, you see a picture on the right of a human hand holding a very tiny, mummified, alien-looking thing. Looks like an alien. Now, I really, you know, I did a show about this, about this alien, just a few nights ago, and I really did not expect I would be doing another show about it so soon, but this is kind of breaking news in the genre of people interested in UFOs and extraterrestrials and so forth, and that certainly is within the genre of this show. And that news really has been breaking, crashing like a tsunami across UFO forums and YouTube and so forth within the past few hours. And so I want to address it again tonight, but from a little different perspective. Here's the deal. And I'll go ahead and bring some of the information from the previous show into tonight's show. The reason that I did this, I've seen pictures of this little guy, this little alien, for years on the internet. This is not new. What made it new were two things. Two separate things make this a new and current event. One, Dr. Stephen Greer. Now, Dr. Stephen Greer, I think everybody's familiar with him. He is a physician, and he is the founder of the Disclosure Project and the Orion Project. And so, Dr. Greer was invited by people in South America who are in possession of this little creature to come and examine this creature. So that's one thing. He did that, and he said, you know, we've got some samples for DNA testing. We've got some X-rays. We've got some CT scans. And he said that he had personally, professionally examined this little being, and that it was indeed the deceased body of a once living thing. It was basically humanoid, but not human. And that he wanted to get some scientific testing done. And he was attempting to raise money to get those tests run. They're not cheap. That's one thing. Another thing was the article that was published by or that was written by Ben Radford, and I found it on foxnews.com. I think it was on lots of other sites as well, and I pretty much dissected that article, and I awarded Ben Radford the Toro Kaka Award from the Kevin Smith Show. He printed in the article, he reprinted the memo that Dr. Greer had sent out raising funds to have this scientific work done. Now, that's not new either. I mean, that happened, I think, back in October. But it came out in this article on the 9th of April. And he did the memo, and in the memo you read everything Greer says, And then Radford sort of does a number on him and kind of poo-poos the whole idea. And one of the things that Radford said was, well, if this is for real, why are we just now beginning to hear about it? And I said, well, you know, you're a professional reporter. You tell me. The rest of us have been hearing about this for years. We've seen this little guy in pictures on the internet for years. This isn't new. So you tell me why you, as a reporter, a journalist in mainstream media, why you didn't know about it. And he asked the question, if this is for real, then why wasn't it reported in the international news? Again, I said, well, you tell me. You're part of that international news. You tell me why you didn't report it. I mean, all the answers to his questions lie in his own failure and in the failure of his colleagues. The answers to the questions that he asked are right there. And I want to establish here, right now, reestablish in everybody's minds a very important fact. And that is, just because you haven't seen it, heard it, touched it, smelled it, tasted it, or heard about it, has absolutely no bearing whatsoever on whether it's real, whatever it is. You know, most of the people that I'm speaking to right now, and I'm talking to millions of people all over this world, most of you have never, ever seen the Eiffel Tower. You've seen pictures, but you've never seen it. Most of you have not. I have not. I've never been to Paris. I have never seen the Eiffel Tower. Does that mean that it doesn't exist? Of course not. Every single one of you, well, I can't say that, but I would say probably every one of you falls into this category. You've never, with your naked eye, seen ultraviolet light or infrared light. You haven't seen it. Does that mean it doesn't exist? Well, no, of course it exists. Well, why then would we apply such an inane kind of logic to something else, which is what Radford did? The inane, inane logic is, well, I haven't seen it. If it's true, how come I haven't known about it? How come I haven't seen it? How come the international press hasn't been talking about it? Number one, it's nobody's responsibility for you to be informed except yours. Number two, just because you haven't seen it doesn't have any bearing on whether it's real. Now we're going to move on away from that article. Well, just a bit more on the article. The DNA testing that Dr. Greer was raising the money for and other forensic testing, apparently he raised it, and apparently the tests have been completed. Now, a number of people have examined the high-definition photographs that he brought back and the x-rays and the CT scans, and so a number of, you know, experts, medical experts, have examined them. It was very interesting, as I was looking on the internet for update articles about this today, I saw two or three that say that the DNA tests have been done and the results are back and it's alien. Then I see one that says, an expert says, you know, the results are in and it's human. So I turned over to that one and read it, clicked on it and read it. It's a doctor of anatomy and this doctor of anatomy is not referring to DNA. He's not referring to anything else. Doesn't really, the article doesn't really give you much of anything about what he based his opinion on, other than he looked at it. He looked at the pictures and he said, ah, it's human. It's a human fetus. So we're going to go back to the beginning of this story. And we're going to move forward. I'm going to be showing you the X-ray, CT scan, close-up shots of the little being itself. And it is quite an amazing story. And the reason I'm doing this is because on the internet, there is now a video. I was alerted to this by one of our listeners, and I thank you for that. There is a video in which it is claimed that the DNA tests are back and that it does not match anything on this planet. That, by definition, then, would mean it is extraterrestrial. For those of you who are who do not speak English as your mother tongue, let me explain that word. Extra means apart from. Terrestrial comes from terra, which is the name of this planet. Extra terra is apart from this planet. And extraterrestrial is the English ending on that. When we say terrestrial, it means a being that is from somewhere else, not on this planet. All right, now, this little being was found in the Atacama Desert. And the picture that is on my website is a picture of the Atacama Desert. Like most deserts, it has a lot of faces. This is one of them. It is most likely the driest desert on the planet, with the exception of Antarctica. We don't think of Antarctica as being a desert because there's so much ice and snow, and we think, well, that's water. But a desert is defined by the amount of precipitation it gets each year. Antarctica gets approximately 8 inches per year. And the Atacama Desert gets slightly more than that. And so the Atacama Desert in Chile is where this little being was found. And it's not a skeleton. It's a mummified, apparently naturally mummified little creature. The Atacama Desert, by the way, does have a big lake in it. But, you know, there is water out there, and people can survive out there somewhat if you make it to that lake. You can get you some water. Most of that desert looks pretty much like what's in that picture. And this little guy was found out there in the desert. One of the criticisms that Radford had is, well, it's so small. I mean, you know, really, not much bigger than your cell phone. That's true. But is there anybody that can absolutely say that there's some kind of rule that these guys have to be a certain size? I think it's pretty interesting that in the movie Men in Black, they envisioned this very thing. In Men in Black, the very first Men in Black, you may remember that the two MIB agents have to go into a morgue, and there's a guy there who has been killed. And while they're in this morgue, the guy's head opens, and there's a little bitty alien sitting in there at some controls, and what they thought was a human guy is really a robot being run by an alien in his head. And it's a little bitty alien that looks pretty similar, not exactly, but pretty similar to this one that was found in the Atacama Desert. There is absolutely no rule that says that aliens have to look a certain way or be a certain size. Even here on this planet, we have people of all sizes. We have really, really short people, and then we have what we would call average height people. That would be most of the population. Then we have people a little taller than that, and then we got people that are really tall and tower above everyone else. Our associate host here on this show is almost 7 feet tall. Now, I'm not a little guy. I'm just a tad over 6 feet tall, but I have to look up to him. He's 7 feet tall, almost 7 feet tall. And there are people taller than him on this planet. So, you know, there's a great variety of sizes and shapes and colors and everything right here on this planet among our own species. It is illogical and actually ridiculous for us to think that aliens have to look a certain way. If there's that much diversity right here on this planet amongst our own species, if there's that much diversity amongst us, why would we not think there's that much diversity amongst beings that come from somewhere else? He is a little bitty guy. That's true. One of the things that Radford also said was, well, yeah, but you know, you can buy little plastic or carved wooden dolls that look very alien, and you know, he kind of implies that that's what he thinks this is. Even though he published in his article Stephen Greer saying, I have personally, professionally examined this being, and it is definitely a deceased body and not something plastic or man-made. Now, unless you are prepared in your article to then go on and say, yeah, I know he says that, but I think he's lying and here's why. Unless you're prepared to do that, saying that this is a doll of some kind is pretty ridiculous. But we're going to deal with that. We'll be back right after this break. Don't go away.
I've waited too long just to find
right, welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show and our free to watch night. We were talking about, as we went to break, the size of this little guy. And there's absolutely nothing in any real logic that would say that aliens from somewhere else have to look a certain way. But some people kind of have a stereotype in their minds of what aliens are supposed to look like. Their size, their shape, their actions, their movements. And they got that from people in mainstream media making crap up, and from science fiction movies, where you expect they're going to make stuff up because it's for fun, it's entertainment. And they're making stuff up because they have to. But they tell you that it's fiction. And so it's okay. But reality is, while sometimes very similar to science fiction in some ways, reality can be very different from science fiction in other ways. All right. What is the evidence that this is not a carved little doll or a plastic molded little doll? What is the evidence? Well, I think an X-ray would be pretty good evidence. I mean, obviously, if it's a chunk of wood or plastic or something like that, if it's man-made, the X-rays would show it, right? Well, now you're looking at the X-rays, or the X-ray. And first of all, notice the shape of the head. I mean, people that say, well, this is a human fetus that was aborted and it's somehow out in the desert. You really got a problem with the entire anatomy of this thing. The length of the head, the length of the neck, the length of the arms, it's all not human. But the point in this X-ray, for the purposes of this show, the point here is to show that you can see the spine. Now, there are other pictures of X-rays from other positions, but I wanted you to be able to see that you have here in the X-ray proof of, you know, there's a skeleton in there. It's not just a chunk of wood. This is X-ray. This, you're looking at the hard surfaces that are on the inside of the body. And so you're seeing the skull, you're seeing the spine, you're seeing the jaw, you're seeing the arm bones, you're seeing the leg bones. It's pretty easy to determine from that X-ray that this is not something man-made. That stuff you just saw is on the inside. Okay? Now, they also did a CT scan, and it's pretty awesome looking. The CT scan kind of shows us features that we don't see with the naked eye. It exaggerates some features that are not exaggerated with our naked eye. And now I'm going to show you a side view. It's just an HD high definition photograph from the side of the creature itself. And I want you to look at the neck and notice that you see what appears to be some veins in the neck. Again, this is apparently naturally mummified out in the desert. Take a look at that skull. Take a look at the eyes. Take a look at the almost non-existent nose. The point here And we can see, you know, the rib cage. Let me zoom in on the head of this creature just a little bit. You can see some veining also in the head. Look, for instance, right next to the eye, there is a what appears to be a rather large vein running back toward the back section of the skull there. And we see some other veining in the under the skin of the skull. There's some skin tissue left on this being. And as you would expect with a mummy. As I said before, this is about tonight the DNA stuff. Now, I wanted to get this set up because I wanted to have everything established before we get into the DNA. Here's what I want to have established. Number one, whatever this thing is, it's only a few inches tall, about 6 inches tall, maybe a little taller than that. Whatever it is, it was one time a living creature and is deceased and mummified and is not man-made. Several doctors have now looked at it, different types of doctors. They have looked at these x-rays, they have looked at the pictures, at the CT scan, and have determined that, number one, you have one doctor that says, ah, it's human. The others that have looked at this have said, it's definitely not human. We don't know what it is, but it is definitely not human. And it is actually a body of a deceased being. Not hoaxed, not fake. All right, so once we have that established, then the question is, so what is it? And, you know, I'm a little bit leery of new information when it's fresh, when it's hot off the press. And I'm very hesitant to put out information when it's brand new, because we haven't had time to analyze what's being said. We haven't had time to verify and corroborate claims that are made and so forth. But because this has already slammed the internet like a tsunami, I'm going to go ahead and deal with this. Now, you know that mainstream media has really, really shown their colors and truly discredited any of their remaining morsels of credibility they had left in their treatment of the Boston bombings. They've reported anything and everything, and headlines have flown. There's a suspect and he's in the hospital. Well, no, he's not a suspect. They've got a suspect in custody. Well, no, they don't have a suspect in custody. They have a couple of people in mind. And I mean, it's just been unbelievable. Unbelievable. And so I'm leery of doing that. I like to be able to corroborate things, but this is already slamming the internet pretty hard, and so people are already lining up. So I decided to present it and to do it this way. On YouTube is a video, pretty well done. The pictures that I've used here tonight, most of these pictures came from that video. Although I've seen these pictures on other websites. But I wanted to use them from that video. And this video claims that the DNA test results are in. The DNA tests have been done. The results are in. and that whatever this is not from this earth. Its DNA does not match anything on this planet. That's the claim that is made by that video. That's not what I'm claiming. I'm telling you that that video makes that claim. Based on that video, articles have been published on the internet like that. Based on that video, blogs have just gone wildfire like that. It may or may not be true information. You have to understand that. We do not have yet a statement from Dr. Greer. As of showtime, I had not seen a statement from Dr. Greer about this. Now, that means I don't know what is the source of the information being quoted in that video. The DNA testing may be completed. It's, if it was started, say, in November or December, it could be completed now and thoroughly examined, and there's been enough time. So it's plausible, but I don't know that that's true information. All I know that's true is that I'm reporting to you the truth about that it's in that video. This little being does not have features that appear to be human or that appear to be any known animal. Remember, we're not looking at a skeleton here. We're looking at a mummy. And those features do not appear to be anything we've ever seen as a normal part of planet Terra. And so it is plausible. I don't know that it's actual, but it is plausible that the DNA testing may have been completed and that the DNA test show that whatever this is not from Earth. Its DNA doesn't match anything on Earth. Now, this has some real huge ramifications here. This is not a little thing, and that's why I want to treat this with some sobriety and caution. This is not a little thing. It's a little creature, but this is not a little thing. Because if this is true, if this report that's in that video is true and the DNA testing has been completed and shows that this thing is not from this planet, what that means is that just blows the lid off of NASA's nonsense. That just blows the lid off of the government's cover-up nonsense. That blows the lid off of all of you debunking ridiculous, nonsensical mushrooms. That blows the lid straight off the current paradigm. And so, if this is true, it is indeed Earth changing. If it is true, it is paradigm shifting. Because if it is true, governments, militaries, spooks of every nature and every form, debunkers of every ilk, have to give it up. As of now. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back right after this break. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. We're talking about some pretty important and rather, I would say, earth-shaking information. This little creature that we're talking about, the mummy of this little creature, actually exists. There are actually x-rays of it. It has been examined by a number of physicians. There are CT scans of it. And as I say, it's been examined by a number of physicians who are experts in anatomy, who are experts in various other things having to do with us, with humans, physicians, you know. Physicians have to do with us. And they've looked at this and have almost universally have said, you know what, that's real. We don't know what it is. It's not human. We don't know what it is. Well, there's a report on the internet now. It's a video over at YouTube where it is reported that Dr. Greer has, well, I don't know if it says Dr. Greer has announced. It just says the DNA testing has been completed and that the DNA test results show that this is not anything from this planet. It doesn't match with anything. Human, animal, or otherwise, does not match. And so what I'm dealing with here is the problem. Now, let me, for those of you in our genre, let me give you a warning how to stay out of the mainstream media trap. Okay, there's a little thing they do. They make something up, and they repeat it, and they repeat it, and they repeat it. It turns out not to be true, and they blame it on you for believing it. That's the way they work. Well, even in our genre, that can happen to you, and even if it's alternative media. So what happens, a video comes out, these claims are made. They may be true. I'm not saying they're not. I'm saying I don't know. There has not been enough time to corroborate any of this, so I'm not sure. But it comes out, and like that, articles start popping, saying that it is being reported, it has been reported, blah, blah, blah. Okay, or they don't even say it has been reported. They'll just say, okay, the DNA results are back, and this is not terrestrial. It is extraterrestrial. And they're all based on that first source. If that turns out to be untrue, you know, a lot of people will say, well, I'm seeing articles about that all over the internet. Uh-huh. But that's how they happen. And if that first source that they're all relying on turns out to have false information in it, if it turns out to be in error, then all of those articles are in error, but there's a whole bunch of them out there. And very few of those people are going to come back and say, I did irresponsible reporting, and I have to retract this. They're not going to come back and say that, even in our genre of alternative media. So don't fall for it. Wait until you know, okay? But so many people just want to believe that it's real, that they will. They'll believe it. They'll use something that is a function of religion, that's belief. They'll use it where knowledge is supposed to fit. There's nothing wrong with potatoes. There is something wrong with trying to make a potato work like the piston in your car engine. It'll blow apart. So when you, there's nothing wrong with belief, but when you use it in the wrong place, it'll blow apart on you. So be careful. This, as I say, this report might be accurate. It could be. And I will be thrilled if it is accurate. And you should be thrilled if it turns out to be accurate. But be careful right here on the front end of it. Don't put your belief in gear. Wait until we know whether that's accurate information or not. Now, what we're going to do, we do have a break coming up here in a few minutes, and what we're going to do on the other side of that break is we're going to talk about this in terms of, okay, let's assume that the information is accurate and that that's extraterrestrial. And what I want to get you to engage on is this idea. If that turns out to be accurate information, and that is extraterrestrial, how do you think this is going to affect things? Do you think the international press will pick up on this? Do you think they will shout it from the rooftops? NASA's been saying, we're looking for extraterrestrial life, and if we ever find it, we're going to shout it from the rooftops. They've been saying that for years. I want to see them on top of their roof screaming, it's real, it's real, if this turns out to be real. If this DNA turns out to be non-terrestrial, I want to see the NASA scientists on the roofs of the NASA buildings screaming it to the world, it's real. You've been saying you would. I want to see it happen. But do you think it will happen, folks? Do you think that will force NASA to admit that it's real? Furthermore, NASA says they're rolling around up there with their rover on Mars looking to see if there ever could have been life on Mars. Meanwhile, they're photographing skulls of things. They photographed what very clearly appears to be animals on Mars. They have photographed buildings, ruins on Mars, and they photographed artifacts, things that have been made by somebody on Mars, and they say, well, we're looking to see if it ever could have supported life. Do you think if this thing turns out to be real, this thing about the DNA, if this turns out to be genuine, do you think that may open the door for NASA to stop the crap and just come clean and tell us? Do you think if this turns out to be genuine, the story about the DNA, if it turns out to be genuine, do you think it's going to make it possible for all of these big, bad, scaredy cats that you elect to offices in governments around the world, you think it's going to make it possible for them to come out from under the table, stop hiding, and tell us, yeah, it's real? Because you see, if this DNA story, if that's accurate information, that means you have absolute physical proof of extraterrestrials that have visited this planet and very possibly, very likely, intelligent extraterrestrial. One of the things that the writer of the article, Mr. Radford, asked was, well, you know, what's he doing out in the desert all by himself? There's no spaceship, there's no crew, there's none of that crash stuff was found, and yet there he is. So what's he doing out in the desert if this is for real? Well, you don't know how long he's been out in that desert. It may not have been a desert when he died there. Antarctica, we talked about last night, didn't used to be an ice continent. It used to be tropical. Yeah, it used to be tropical. It had trees and grass and rivers and plant life and animal life. way back in history. Maybe he visited and died there at a time when that was not a desert. Well, what about the crash scene and how come we didn't find that? Well, if it was that long ago, it's quite possible that the artifacts of the crash, if it was a crash, it might not have been. He may be the last lone survivor of a colony. He may be the last one to go. But the remains of the crash may have deteriorated while he mummified. All right. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to open up the telephone lines. So be prepared to dial. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. This is Kevin Smith. Those of you joining us just now in this second hour, welcome aboard. I'm delighted you're here, and my sincere sympathy to you for whatever it is that kept you away from that first hour. My best dreams, hopes, wishes, and prayers that you never, ever suffer that tragedy again. We are talking about this little alien-looking creature that Dr. Stephen Greer had submitted to medical forensic examination. And we're talking about a report on the internet today saying that the DNA results are back and this little creature, mummified creature, is not from this planet. It's not from Earth. And we're talking about whether it's true or not. And if it is true, then what impact do you expect this to have? The telephones are open, and the telephone number is 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. That's the way to join this conversation. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Kevin. This is Doc in Arkansas.
Hello, Doc.
I have a question. Now, who is saying that this DNA was not from this planet? Is that on the YouTube video?
The YouTube video is reporting that the DNA test results show that it's not from this planet.
Well, shoot. You know, my ancestors, they haven't had those DNAs done yet. That's the reason I ain't damn being human.
Well... If the DNA, if this creature originated on this planet, it would share DNA markers and similarities with other organisms on this planet. Now, your DNA...
I was reading here, Kevin, that in our own DNA ourselves, we have so many things they say the DNA doesn't match, you know, so-called human and some DNAs we've ran across of.
Oh, now listen to what we're saying. I didn't say that this is not human. I said it's not from this planet, if that report is true. Now, you have in your DNA some parts of your DNA are identical to a rat. Some are identical to an eagle. Some will be identical to reptiles, to snakes. So, you know, our DNA is not, human DNA is not all, quote, human. It's a mixture of a lot of different types of DNA that match with other things on this planet. What he's saying in that video is that the results are back and the DNA does not match with anything on this planet.
Okay.
You see? And so the question that I have is, what is his source on this? And I'm not attacking it. It may be, he may be exactly right. He may be reporting exactly correctly. But I've not been able yet. I haven't had time yet. I mean, this hit me today, and I have not had time to find the corroborating documents for this. But it may be exactly true. It may not be. I don't know.
Yeah.
But what is being said is that the DNA of this creature does not match with anything on this planet.
Hmm. Well, all I can say is, you know, all of us are not from here, and some of us are. You know, it just maybe... until everybody gets DNA, maybe they won't know who's really on this planet.
Wouldn't it be a kick if it turns out that is the native of Earth and we are the aliens?
That's what I'm saying. We're the misfits.
It might turn out that way, you know. It might.
Okay, you have yourself a good one.
All right, thanks. 623-444-5889. Now, if you are in the USA or if you're in Canada, please use that number, 623-444-5889. If you are outside of the USA and you're outside of Canada, we have an additional option for you because we understand international calling can be expensive. So we have something called a flash message. It's not a replacement for the phone number. The phone number will work for you wherever you are. You can give us a call from anywhere on the planet. But because of the expense, we have an additional option. It's called a flash message. And you can go over to my website, scroll down till you see the picture about tonight's show, And right above that picture, you will see a link that says Flash Message. And so you can participate in the show by communicating with me that way. If you are in the USA or if you're in Canada, that Flash Message option will not work. Okay? I won't even see it. All right, caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Kevin, this is Brent from Wyoming.
Hello, Brent.
I would be interested. You said it matches the DNA. The video says that the DNA matches nothing on Earth.
Yeah.
I would be interested if that the DNA results are back, and if that is accurate, if how many, if any, would match the 231 that we do not share with anything else on Earth?
Well, if that report's accurate, none.
Yeah, but if it's not accurate, I'd just be interested in how many, if any.
Yeah. What Brent, just hang on for a second. What Brent is referring to is the fact that you have 228, I think it is, genes in your DNA, in your genome. You have 228 that don't have any evolutionary precursors on this planet. They're not from here. The rest of your DNA matches something else on this planet, but that part of your DNA matches nothing else on this planet. According to this video, none of the DNA of this creature matches anything on this planet. So let's assume for a moment, Brent, that this report is true and that this is accurate information.
Okay.
How do you think that's going to impact things? You know, I talked about it a little bit. How's that going to impact NASA? How's that going to
impact the
secret keepers?
They're going to try to ignore it as long as they can until the pressure builds where they have to come clean.
Well, you know, they ignored, you bring up a point. They ignored the pictures of this thing and the story about this little guy for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you and I have been seeing pictures of this, and we've been reading blogs and articles about it for all those years, but like Radford said, well, why are we just now getting to hear about it? It's kind of like, here, hold my beer while I learn something.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm just exasperated with the stupidity of mainstream media. But they will probably not cover this, too.
That's right. They're going to try to ignore it as long as they can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
However, I will say this. NASA said that the current rover has accomplished its mission. They stopped it saying microbial life, but they know they have pictures of more than that.
Yeah, it's up there to look for, actually to look to see if there are signs of the building blocks of life. Now, what I've said, you've heard me say it, why? Look for life. If you find that the building blocks are there, just look for life.
I think
it's
that's
there.
What they actually did. They just didn't want to admit it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I think they have, you know, I know they have found life on Mars, and I know it because they said it in 76, then backed up and lied, and then a group of scientists 30 years later went over the data again and said, NASA, you blew it. You found life. Yeah.
Yep. All right, one more thing.
Uh-huh.
You're starting to match pretty good. Brown hat, brown face, and brown shirt.
Actually, it's a black shirt and a reddish-brown beard and a gray hat. So there must be something wrong with your monitor. But
my eyes are bad, too, so.
Well, and, you know, my beard, I'm looking at the monitor. And my beard looks really dark in this monitor. And that's because of the lighting in here. It looks like there's a lot of light in this room. There's not. There's two 40-watt light bulbs shining on me. That's all.
Yeah. Okay. One more real quick question. What's the background?
That is Houston, Texas.
Hmm.
Yeah. Let me move this way. Pretty place, huh?
I have a cousin who lives down there.
Mm-hmm. I've got friends in Houston.
I believe it.
It's
all right. You have a good night, sir.
All right. Thank you. 623-444-5889. Folks, if this turns out to be real information that the DNA is back and the DNA says that's not from this planet, then you have right there hard evidence, proof that all the skunkers have been saying, well, you know, until there's some proof. That would be it. This blows the lid off of it all, if this is true. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Evening, Kevin. This is Steve from Georgia.
Hello, Steve.
The first thing I'd like to point out is the carelessness of the statement that the DNA doesn't match anything, you know, any other DNA, as if they've had time to run through, number one, the entire database of known DNA. That's number one. And number two, as if the known DNA database contains all the DNA of all the living species on this earth right now.
Well, all they can do, if they ran through the database, and actually, depending on your funding, they've had time to do that, because this was back October, November. And if they actually did the test and then started running it, they have had time to do that. But you got to have a lot of funding to pay for that, and in order to get it, just start it and run it and keep it going. But that's why I say it's plausible, but it's a big hill, but it is a plausible thing at this point. However, when they say it doesn't match anything on this planet, all they can speak to is anything in our database. That's it. If it doesn't match anything in our database, then that would cover if they said, well, it doesn't match anything known to exist on this planet. But we find new species all the time, and so there's a lot of species that are not in the database. That's true.
That's exactly right, and this creature, whatever it is also, it reminds me of this thing that's in the Hopi legends. The Hopis talk about being saved from an extinction level event on the planet by the ant people.
Uh-huh.
Who lived in the Southwest, where the Hopis currently live. They referred to them as the ant people, and they showed them where to go underground to get away from this this thing, this devastating event, and they lived underground for a long time, and when things cleared off and the earth was renewed enough, then the ant people led them back to the surface of the earth. And that is an ancient Hopi legend.
Yes, it is.
And if I had to name this, give this guy a nickname, it'd be an ant man. I mean, the face looks like an ant, except minus the mandibles and the feelers, but it just reminds. I would call that an ant person.
Do you know if the legend talks about them being little bitty guys?
Yeah, that's why they called them ants. They were small.
I mean, really tiny now.
Not microscopic, you know.
Well,
but
6 inches.
Well, that would be my guess. You know, I don't remember reading anything, any specific dimensions. You know, they didn't talk about measurements in the legend because, you know, they weren't using that side of the brain. They were using the other side of the brain, which captured the full narrative but didn't try to apply formulas to it. So we don't know how tall or short, but they referred to them as ant people.
Mm-hmm.
and I don't know, ants are small and strong and, you know, and look like ants. And if this looked like a hybrid between an ant and a person, it probably likely would have been larger than your standard ant, but much smaller than your standard person. That would just be my guess.
You know,
it might look just like that.
That's a good point. In the desert around Phoenix, Arizona, there are petroglyphs, and I've done a number of shows on those, and I've shown some of those. In fact, at the opening of the show, when the intro is playing, there's a little piece of that where you see me up on the side of, actually, I'm on the side of a cliff standing on some rocks pointing to some petroglyphs. And those petroglyphs out there, that's at South Mountain, include ant people and in the desert. So what is this little guy doing out in the desert? Well, if he's an ant people, maybe that's where they live. Maybe they live under the ground in the deserts.
That's my theory, Kevin, given what I know about mythology and so on. If I have to reference it to any known thing in my personal database, I would put them as an inner world population that maybe occasionally comes on up here, and this guy, something might have happened to him, or maybe he was sent to the surface on purpose to get some of our minds open and thinking about different things and get out of the box just a little bit.
Or he may have been exiled for committing crimes.
Oh, wouldn't that be something? Yeah, this would be a good place to use for that.
This may be an ant people serial killer here.
Oh, look out.
But it is possible, too. I mean, all of that is possible. It is possible as well that it might be extraterrestrial. I would think ant people would still share DNA that you would find other species in their DNA just like you do in ours, just like you do in a dog or a kangaroo. Because if they are native, if that is native to Earth, it's made of Earth stuff.
Well, that's a good point too, Kevin. That's a good point. So maybe it's a Martian ant person.
He fell a long ways.
I gotta turn them somehow into ant people.
Well, it might be.
Forgive me.
You know, it could be. I mean, that's something I had not considered. But I see what you're saying about the similarity of the, you know, the shape of the head and the face and everything. Similarity with an ant. I see that. And it could be. I mean, we don't know. But let's go back to this question. Let's assume that this report that's on the internet now, and it's going like wildfire. I mean, articles were being added to the internet, articles about this being added to the internet as I was tracking it down. I mean, it's a tsunami of information. But it's all the same stuff. So it's all based on this video. So let's assume that this report is real and that this is extraterrestrial. How is this going to impact NASA, the government, the military, the spooks that try to keep the secrets badly? How is it going to impact that?
Well, Kevin, I think all it's going to be is like a little summer storm passing for them. I mean, they are so entrenched in their mission, which is to spin a certain opinion or view of reality that they want all of us to accept, mm-hmm. a unified single view of reality. You know, their mission is to spin that and keep it overlaid, you know, over our minds. And they're so deep into their mission that all this is going to be is like a little summer storm passing for them. Well, if you could imagine the fabric of your known reality or the known reality that they want to throw on us, it's a very dark fabric in the warp and the woof of it, and this little piece of information here will be like a ripple of light fabric surrounded by darkness, and it'll soon subside. I don't think it'll make a heck of a lot of difference.
I think you're right. I hope you're wrong, because I want to see some PhDs from NASA on the roof of the Johnson Space Center screaming, "It's true, it's true, they're here."
Well, if they do that, they better watch out for the white coat boys, because they're coming to get them.
Yeah, but they've been saying it. You've even seen them say it on TV. Why, we're looking for extraterrestrial life, and if we find it, I'll be the first one to shout it from the rooftops. NASA
right.
scientists saying
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's their little sock puppet talk. Yeah. You know, it's okay for them to say that, but it's not okay for it to act on it.
Yeah. Well, if this turns out to be true, I am going to be calling and recording my calls as I call and ask them, will you now get on the rooftop and scream it from the rooftop? I will, and I'll play those recordings on air.
Good. Oh, I'm looking forward to it, Kevin.
Well, we'll see how this turns out. Yeah, we'll see how this turns out. You know what they'll do now that I've said that? They'll block my number at the NASA switchboard.
Oh, they got you. They got you. You know they do.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thanks for the call.
You bet, Kevin. Great show.
Thank you. 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889. This is not the biggest story of your lifetime. But if this stuff turns out to be true, it will be the biggest story of your lifetime. Because if this information turns out, if it's corroborated and it turns out to be accurate, then it would mean absolute proof, if that information is accurate, absolute proof that extraterrestrial life exists and has been here. Maybe still here, but has been here. Absolute proof. End of argument. These skunkers can go home. People writing ridiculous articles will have to go find some other way to make a living. Maybe they can sweep the floors in the spaceships of the extraterrestrials. All of that will have to change. NASA will have to admit, if this all turns out, NASA will have to admit, yep, it looks like that's the truth. And then what are they going to tell you about Mars and all that stuff we see on Mars? That it's a cosmic ray, that it's a pixel, a bad pixel in the camera, that it's a Chinese wedding light. What are they going to tell you then? They're going to have to admit then. All right, we're going to take a break. Think about it. What do you think the impact will be on the economy if that happens? We'll be back right after this break. right. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show. And the telephone lines are open, 623-444-5889. 623-444-5889 is the number to call. And what do you think? First, do you think that there's a pretty good possibility that this information is accurate? And then secondly, if it is accurate, what do you think is going to be the impact of it? And remember, I mean, if you're in the USA or Canada, give us a call, 623-444-5889. Anywhere else in the world, you can give us a call, or you can use the flash message because of the cost involved of in international long-distance calling. We did get a flash message from JC. I think that's probably a female, but I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'm sorry. But I think J-A-C-E-E, I think is probably a girl or a lady. Anyway, JC from the UK says, I don't think that anything will change at all if this turns out to be true. There's a good possibility that nothing official will change. Look, we have every country. When I say this, I'm not attacking just politicians in the U.S., although they're included. Every country has politicians that stands in front of cameras and microphones, flat-footed, and lies. Not all the politicians, but every country has politicians that do that. And they'll lie about something when everybody knows they're lying. They'll tell a story, they'll spin the facts, when everybody knows that's not true. And the news media, well, they do it all the time. So there's a good possibility, JC, that you're correct. I hope that's not the case. Caller, you're live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
This is John from Arizona again. Two nights in a row. How's that?
Hey, that's great, man. What do you think about all this?
I listen to you almost every night, but, you know, I don't call in all the time.
You know what? I listen to me every night.
I know you do, and that's why, you know, the stories keep going, because you remember what you said the night before, and so many people don't.
Yeah.
Hey, well, I had a thought, as you were just talking, and that was, if this proves to be factual, and this is a mini life, a new life form, that it's like you say before, nothing is different in our world today than was yesterday. We just know about it now.
That's right. It's not and something so, new. It would just be new to us. That's all.
Well, and like you say, many those of you, those of us who patronize your show and who gather together to commiserate the ignorance of the rest of the population listening to your show already know it. So there's a large percentage of us around the world who are going to say, well, you know, finally, you guys caught on.
Yeah, you know, I think it was Steve. It was Steve that was talking from Georgia that was talking about this could be the ant people. So even if this is proven, if it's proven that the DNA shows that it doesn't match anything else on this planet, there is still an out for the Diskunkers and for NASA and for the spooks and the politicians. The out is obvious, and that is, well, it's the remains of a life form we did not know existed on Earth. So it's the remains of a newly discovered life form. Now, this happened, by the way, a couple of years ago. Actually, I guess about 4 or 5 years ago. Do you remember the when they found a whole new species that they called the hobbits?
Oh, yes.
They were just little bitty people living in a place called Florence.
Over by Russia, wasn't it?
No. No, it's an island in Indonesia.
Wow. For us in America, that's close to Russia.
Well, okay. If you say so.
You live over there, so it's closer to Indonesia because you're familiar with the area.
I have been to Indonesia, and by the way, quite an interesting and wonderful place.
The pictures you've shown make it look really wonderful.
It is. And I know you've heard of Bali, right?
Oh, yes.
Well, Bali is Indonesia. It's part of Indonesia. They came up with, you know, the skeletal remains of these little tiny people. Not this tiny, you know, but they were like three or four feet tall. Little tiny people. And it was a whole new species of humans that they had never known to have existed. So they could do the same thing with this and say, well, it is a life form that we did not know existed. It's a great discovery. It's brand new, but that doesn't mean it's extraterrestrial. So that's their...
And they will probably do that just to save face.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes back to that old example of three blind men trying to describe an elephant and all feeling different parts from the trunk to the tail to the foot. And all being accurate, but not having the whole picture. And, mm-hmm. you know, you got these scientists poking holes and feeling different parts of history as they dig into the crust of the earth. And while they may be describing the same animal, they're going about it in different ways because they're discovering a different part of it.
Yeah, you know, if they try that out, if they try to use that as an out, I think it's going to be incumbent upon us to remember to think. If none of that DNA, if this is an accurate report, and none of that DNA matches with anything else on this planet that we know about, then it likely did not come from this planet. Because if it's from this planet, its DNA is going to match with some things on this planet that we do know about.
Well, even if some alien race came here after several generations, like you were talking about Martians the other day, if we moved to Mars after several generations, they would be more Martian because they would then incorporate the DNA and the things of this world into their genetics as they evolved.
Yeah. Yeah, that's exactly right. So, I mean, there's a whole lot of factors here, this is why, this is part of why I'm saying to the listeners tonight, be careful, don't fall into the trap that the lamestream media normally sets for us, and that's where they make stuff up, and then when it turns out not to be true, they blame you for believing it, and make fun of you for believing it. Well, the same kind of thing can happen with alternative media as well. And, you know, this thing's all, it's wildfire. It's all over the internet. But everything I have read, and I read a whole bunch of it, all is stemmed from this one video. And so, you know, if this turns out not to be true, don't be in the position, folks, of having believed. Let's just wait and know.
And what you just said is very true, because scientists tend to tell us their latest discoveries in terms of fact. And it's only factual up to and including the knowledge that we have right now,
mm-hmm.
or to the best of their knowledge.
Yeah. That's right. We all have an outer perimeter around our knowledge, you know. All of us, I don't care what we do for a living, we know so much, and then we hit the boundary. And it's our boundary. That's as much as we know. Well, the same thing is true of a guy with a PhD. His boundary may be further out in, you know, whatever he studied, his boundary is further out there than mine would be. For instance, astrophysics. I have a very rudimentary understanding of it. He has a very thorough understanding, but it has a limit. And when he hits that limit beyond that, he doesn't know. And so, you know, I think this little creature represents the limit for everybody. Whatever it is.
I agree.
Whatever it is, it represents the limit for everybody. Nobody really knows what this is.
Well, I remember years ago when I was young, and you may remember it as well, there was a time when aerospace and aviation science could not explain how a bumblebee flew.
Yeah.
To the best of their knowledge, it was not possible for a bumblebee to fly.
Right.
And now they can explain it, but there was a time when bumblebees didn't fly as far as all of the known knowledge.
That's true. That's absolutely true. They would say it does fly, but aerodynamically, there's not any way it could fly.
Right.
But
and
it
so
does.
I remember that, and remember that most of the time when I listen to scientists, and I go, okay, well, to the best of their knowledge, even though they didn't say that, this is what they understand to be the truth now.
Mm-hmm.
But
all right,
so, you know, something else could come down the road and change that.
So let me ask you, if this report turns out to be accurate and this little creature's DNA actually has nothing from Earth, if that's the case, and then, I mean, if that's the case, if it has no Earth DNA of any kind, that would mean it is extraterrestrial. All right,
sure.
If that's the case and it's proven up, how is this going to change things?
I don't know. It doesn't change the way I think about things much because I'm convinced there's a lot of life out there.
Well, me too. But, I mean, do you think there will be, for instance, a difficulty in NASA getting funding if they continue with their mythology and their nonsense? Do you think that would cause them, well, you know, we're looking for life.
I don't know
life.
If it would be a step off the cliff or if it would be just another step closer to the edge of the cliff, because there are a lot of people who only take with a grain of salt what NASA tells us now.
Yeah. Yeah, they're not very credible in the public psyche. Though.
No, they are only marginally above politicians, and that's pretty low. Sorry.
Oh, well. Why don't you say what you really think?
Well, yeah, you know, I get into trouble sometimes doing that. You know, so I try to limit it to people that I know understand where I'm coming from.
I think this will force NASA, if they want to continue getting funding, I think it's going to force them to admit that extraterrestrial life does exist. You know, they're already releasing pictures that pretty much prove it. And
I'm hoping that is so that they can somewhere down the road come back and say, well, see, we showed you, you know, it's right here. You
right.
didn't hear the reports.
Yeah. Yeah, they can come back and say, we put the pictures out there and Kevin Smith talked about them. Why didn't you pay attention?
Exactly.
Hey, thanks for the call.
You betcha. Anytime.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's always fun. You know, I used to broadcast from the Phoenix area, and I lived out there. My studio was out there. And John, this caller, visited me in the studio one night and for a show. It was a pleasure to meet him. All right, we're going to step away for a break, and when we come back, we'll take your calls. Welcome back to the Kevin Smith Show, and we are on Final Approach. That means we only have a few minutes left in tonight's show. And if you're going to call, we need to hear from you, like right now, 623-444-5889. Dean in England says, hey, Kevin, if DNA is the instruction manual to build biological beings, and this being is said to not share DNA of anything that is terrestrial, then I don't understand how it could appear to share so many humanoid features, unless the humanoid form is something that DNA inevitably builds towards on planets where the conditions allow it to do so. If the DNA turns out to truly be extraterrestrial, sharing no DNA whatsoever with anything on Earth, then maybe that would disprove the randomness of evolution. That could be more shocking to the establishment than the fact that we're not alone. Good observations. Excellent observations. Dean, thank you for the flash message. Caller, you are live on the Kevin Smith Show. Your first name and from where are you calling?
Hey, Kevin, it's Jason from Gray, Georgia.
Hello, Jason.
Hey, I was just real quick. It's just when we were talking about, or you were talking about the media, and it just really gets me upset when they do talk about this stuff on the news, or they'll bring it up as a news story, but laugh it off.
Oh, yeah, yeah. One of the things that people have got to get used to with mainstream media is that these people are passing themselves off as really, truly informed and knowledgeable. Now, they're not. They also try to pass themselves off. And let me give you a quick example. Do you remember when Saddam Hussein was captured and then he was going to be brought into a court just a few days later? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
CNN and others, but they were saying he's coming to court for arraignment. And I wrote to them, and I said, you guys continually get things wrong in a major way. I mean, why don't you check your facts? They don't have any such thing as arraignment. He's coming before what is called an administrative judge. And all he does is decide if there's enough evidence to have a trial. The prisoner is not formally charged at that point. It is not an arraignment. Well, it took them a couple of days, but they finally started explaining it correctly. But they tell the American people this stuff, and their facts are wrong. But they say it with a straight face like they know something. And yet prove all the time they know very, very little. But that's what they do. The first thing people need to realize is that mainstream media is basically an empty shell. And they will say anything. And if the party line is we're going to laugh at UFOs and extraterrestrials, and that is the party line of the state-controlled media of the United States of America, and that's all of them, all the major media. That's the party line. That's what they're going to do. They're going to laugh at it. You know, they laugh about, well, you believe in little green men. Well, I don't believe in little green men. I never said I did. And by the way, it was the media that made up little green men.
Yeah, and they just, you know, seems like they put this. They'll put the story on the news because it is a story. But like, laugh it off, and you don't expect us to really believe this, but we'll say it anyway, and mm-hmm. then laugh. It just makes me so upset when they do that. Well, I really appreciate your show, and thank you.
Well, you're welcome. And let me say for all of you, here's a suggestion: stop watching them. You stop watching mainstream media, stop reading what they write, stop watching their shows, and stop listening to them on the radio. that's going to impact their ratings so severely that it will impact their advertisers. You want to control the media instead of the government? Stop watching them. The most powerful weapon on the planet is in the possession of every single individual on the planet, and it's the word no. If you want to control the media and make them tell you the truth, or just go home, go out of business, that's how you do it. You stop watching them. Write to them and tell them that you've stopped watching them. Write to their advertisers and tell them. And as that grows and as that spreads, the advertisers will stop spending money with them. And when they have to make a choice between government control and getting a paycheck, guess what they're going to choose? The most powerful weapon on the planet, in the possession of every single individual on the planet, is the word no. And you heard it here. We are not powerless. We are incredibly powerful. We just don't use the weapons we have. We think it takes something spectacular. You know what it takes? A spine and the word no. That's it. That's it. It's that simple. I've said that for years, and I get email from people telling me that that's too simplistic and it really won't work. You don't think it'll work, huh? You don't think it'll work? How do you think Romania got free from Ceausescu? They stood up and said no. How do you think Serbia got free from the corrupt rule of Milosevic? They said no. So you have in your possession the one thing feared by all tyrants and control freaks. They fear it more than they fear nuclear weapons, and that is people with a spine armed with the word no. But that's also true when you want to control the media. When you want to have a media that's free and not just spouting the government vomit. When you want to have a media that takes you seriously, it's the same weapon. Once you get into their... Listen, you get into somebody's wallet, their mind is sure to follow. Every time. Once you hit them in the wallet, their mind is sure to follow. And I am hopeful that if this report that we've been talking about here tonight, if it turns out that it's erroneous or false report, then it is. And, you know, but if it turns out that it's true, the thing about the DNA, first of all, it is true that that is not a carved doll or a manufactured doll. That is a body of a deceased being of some kind. But if the thing about the DNA turns out to be true, and this is really extraterrestrial, we can make things happen with that by use of the spine and the word no. We can. Question is, will we? See, the problem is we all know how to say no. However, so many don't have the spine to go with it and to stand up and say, I'm not watching you, I'm not listening to you, I'm not buying products from your advertisers until you start telling the truth. Now, they'll slough it off at first. You let any network lose something on the order of $150,000 in one block, they'll pay attention. I've got to pay attention to the clock. The time has come. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for this evening. Thanks for being here. Thanks for giving us your time, and thanks for those calls and flash messages. My friends call me Steel Eye. My enemies do too. You may call me whatever you wish to call me. Just keep coming back again and again and again. Until next time, so long, everybody.